USA huddle.
Well, Clark, in this second meeting, Coach Mark Gainforth's USA Patriots, they're young, but they're very talented. They do have a balanced attack that is difficult to cover. Inside, you have junior Michael Kemp and sophomore Isaiah Williamson. Outside, I think they feature one of the best pure scorers in the area in Aaron Sines. You also have sophomore Hunter Bone, senior Gage Lopez. They're also a threat. And I think the strength of USA, if in comparison to Bad Axe tonight, is that they are better shooters.
The Patriots' story, they start out the season at 6-0, but then an upset road loss to Upley began a stretch where USA would only win two of their next five games. The Patriots got back on track with three victories in a row, winning at Lakers, home against Reese, and at Vassar. That brings us to February 15th, where the red, white, and blue got tangled up in a six overtime game lasting longer than the Netflix binging marathon.
Those six overtimes and the proverbial wall, you know, that most schools hit, it really didn't help them too much. But, you know, one thing about USA Patriots, they did punch through, and that's exactly what I expect. Last year's experience also helped the squad to stay together as a team. And a team of this caliber, they really should. I mean, the program at USA has been storied over the years, all the way through all various coaches. And, you know, it's the same tonight. The history, the traditions, they are going to be in this game just on that fact alone.
USA is currently, they have strung two wins together, an overtime win against Sandusky, and then followed that up with a 29-point victory against Cass City. After tonight, USA hosts Marlette on Tuesday and then Lakers on Thursday. In district play, USA drew Harbor Beach in the first round on Monday action, with District 83 being played on the shores of Lake Huron in Harbor Beach.
That'll be a whale of a district, too. And to go ahead and draw right off the bat, USA Harbor Beach, what do you think of that?
I know we talked with Mark Gainforth before. There's better situations out there for USA.
Yes, but you know, he's also a pragmatist, and he's going to go ahead and play whatever he's assigned. And, as you mentioned, he's been doing this for 20 years. He is not exactly the dean of coaches in the area, but his opponent in district play is the dean with 23 years.
John,
of course, we're talking about Coach Ron Rubel.
You can feel the energy in this gymnasium right now as everyone is on their feet waiting for Bad Axe to come out of this human tunnel forming all the way behind the bleachers, wrapping all the way onto the court. A cool feeling in Bad Axe, Michigan right now on senior night for Tommy Morneau and the Hatchets right here on the WLAW Sports Network. You're listening to the Hardwood home for High School Hoops Sports Radio 102.1.
From area farmers and truckers, Countryside Sales and Service of Sebring is your closest authorized dealer for trailers and trailer parts from Mack. Founded by truckers for truckers, Countryside Sales and Service of Sebring has thousands of new and used parts in stock with emphasis on Kenworth, Caterpillar, and now Mack trailers. Open 6 days a week. Visit countrysidemi.com. Stacks Market in Owendale has all the necessities of life, including an ATM, lottery tickets, full selection of favorite beverages, fresh sandwiches, hot pizza, ice cream, gas, diesel, and propane fuels, and many convenience items. Open 7 days, Stacks Market, like a little truck stop without showers.
Find big savings during Chevy Truck Month at the mall. That's Flattery GM Auto Mall in Bad Axe. Look for special Chevrolet bonus tags with extra savings on select models along with enhanced GM card earnings. How about a 2016 Chevy Silverado S71 double cab four-wheel drive with 5.3-liter V8 spray-in bed liner, heated seats, all-star package, and more? Lease it for as low as $178 a month. Get an incredible lease on a well-equipped Chevy Cruze with a sunroof, premium audio, remote start rear spoiler, only $99 a month. Check out the all-new 2016 Chevy Malibu LT with Apple CarPlay rear vision camera and remote start, delivering up to 36 miles per gallon. Lease it for as low as $122 a month. Get behind the wheel of a Chevy Equinox LT with navigation, rear vision camera, remote start, heated seats, and chrome wheels. Lease it for as low as $196 a month. That's Flattery Auto Mall. Located at Mile East of downtown Bad Axe. See dealer for details.
When you think straight A's, think USA. That's the motto at Unionville Sebring Area Schools. Straight A's mean more than a grade point average. USA Schools offers an environment that nurtures and enriches students' lives, opens their minds to character and leadership experiences, and one that produces value-driven adults and active community leaders. USA has a strong core with early interventions. It's our mission. It's our promise. A USA school education offers straight A's that lead to a lifetime of skills in academics, athletics, art, and activities. The arts enrich lives and enhance creativity in career and personal life and creates a more well-rounded student. January is School Board Appreciation Month, and the administration, teachers, and students of USA schools would like to thank the school board volunteer members on their dedication, service, and decisions which improve our school system and community. Find out more on USA schools. Go to the website thinkusa.org or call 883-2360.
Listening to the WNW Sports Network, home, your hardwood home for high school hoops and the Greater Thumb Conference West Division. Winner of tonight will go home with at least a share of your USA. Bad Axe can outright clinch the victory and title tonight. The Bad Axe Hatchets enter tonight's ball game at 17-0 overall. Their best win, well, you have your choosing of them, but I'd have to say at Reese, an 11-point victory, 62-51 on February 19th. Bad Axe is 8-0 in divisional play, one game lead over USA with a win tonight. They earn that GTW title. Bad Axe is coached by Mark Krug, currently in his third year. He has come up with a complete record of 40-19, a .677 batting average. Overall, Bad Axe scores 60 points a game, which is the third most productive offense in the Greater Thumb Conference, behind Reese by 2.6 points and following USA by 0.6 of a point. On defense, the Hatchets allow 44 points. So overall, Bad Axe has a 13.3-point winning margin, the largest differential in all of the Greater Thumb Conference. At home, Bad Axe is 10-0. In the past two seasons, they have gone 20-1 in Bad Axe, winning their last 20 games in a row. At home, the Hatchets score 59.1 points while allowing 45.4. So an average margin of victory at home of 13.7. In home divisional games in the West, the Hatchets are 4-0 and increase their victory to 15.3, 60.8 to 45.5. Now, John Mooney, why don't you tell us about the roster of the Bad Axe Hatchets?
Well, Coach Mark Krug's Bad Axe Hatchets, they are rolling, without a doubt. They are built on defense first, and Bad Axe, though, they do have some offensive options beyond their talented point guard, Tommy Morneau. You have seniors Mason Krug, John Messing, and Drew Sutton, as well as junior Martin Messing. They have all become complete players under the tutelage of Mark Krug. I think the strength of this team is adaptability, and they've had to prove that a few times against the opponents of the GTC West.
Well, for Bad Axe, last year they were the hunters, this year the hunted. And so far they've handled it quite well, going 17-0. In fact, 14 of their 17 victories this season have been in double digits. Only once has Bad Axe had to come from behind. That was at Vassar back on January 8th, where a pair of free throws from Tommy Morneau gave Bad Axe a one-point victory.
Bad Axe is very resilient, as they've proven all season. But, you know, I'm thinking about tonight, and this has got to be a bittersweet moment for them, especially for the Hatchet seniors. This is their last home game. And, you know, they've had quite a run on this floor. They've had one district championship. They've also had a league championship. Tonight, we're going to see if that league, if they're going to make it two outright Greater Thumb Conference West titles, or if they're going to have to share with their opponent tonight, the USA Patriots.
Bad Axe currently is on that 17-game win streak, going all the way back to the regional semifinals where they lost to Millington. This year, 10-0 at home, 7-0 on the road. Bad Axe was supposed to play at Ubley on Wednesday, but Mother Nature had different plans for the second time this season. That game is already rescheduled for this past Wednesday. Tonight is senior night for the Hatchets, with six on the squad and four of those are starters. After tonight, Bad Axe is on the road against Cass City on Thursday, this coming Thursday, to wrap up the regular season. Districts for Bad Axe, they earned a first-round bye, and then they're playing the winner of Lakers and Cass City. On the other side is Harbor Reach and USA squaring off. The winner of that one will play Lakers. And then, of course, I had that wrong.
Ubley.
Ubley's in there as well. And then, of course, Bad Eggs will meet someone in that